And so it's time for another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. A flashback to, gosh, it's July 2nd, 2006. Really packed, lengthy show. If you want to hear more about what's happening at the anti-war protests, or at least my view of it, you'll be able to tune in on Sunday, assuming we're all here by then. Although, I think the latest news is that Trump has decided to give those Iranians 2 weeks to come to heel, by cracky. Or else. Who knows? Maybe he's, could I cross my fingers and hope, backing off or paying some attention to the angry points of conflict that are happening after his various policies? Well, we'll see. Back in July of 2006, I dared to go back even further to November 1988, which I'm not sure if I had played this before. It was, I think it was an hour or an hour and a half long KZSC panel discussion or interview slash panel around the issue of the sleeping ban, which in the law that criminalizes homeless people, which they called then the camping ordinance, but it specifically criminalized sleeping between the hours of 11 and 8:30, which has been since removed, but they go after you now at any time if you have camping equipment and you're in a community of people and they've decided they don't want you there. So it's the laws are, and the police policies are really just as bad as far as civil rights go for poor people outside. But in November 1988, there was a movement against that. There was a group at the university, I don't know if it was called Students Against the Sleeping Ban, something like that. Jenny and Maria were there at the panel. Ray Glock-Grunijk, the attorney. Charles Gray, the homeless activist who since moved to Eugene. And they have quite a lengthy discussion and debate with a lot of call-ins on the university radio station. You get to hear it if you want. Then we have Crow, a homeless activist, who is giving accounts of various incidents that happened to him. Officer, then notorious officer, Pam Bechtel, the CSO who delighted in giving people essentially behavior citations. She felt she was somehow correcting them and sanitizing or glorifying or, I don't know, sprucing up Pacific Avenue. But in fact, of course, she was simply dumping people into the courts and making them vulnerable to citations and ultimately to fines for essentially innocent or life-sustaining and necessary behavior, specifically sitting next to a building, having a cup in front of you, asking for spare change, even if you're silent, and so forth. You'll get to hear Barry, who talks about his beaten-over pizza fight and Albertson's discrimination. Mike Rhodes has a number of homeless people speaking on the phone from Fresno, which at that time was just beginning to pull together a lawsuit. I don't think they even had started the lawsuit, but the principal defendant, or I should say plaintiff in the lawsuit, Pam Kincaid, spoke to us on the phone about the seizure of her property. And we also heard from Randy Johnson and others on the Fresno police raid. Coral Brune talks about shopping cart stigma. And Valerie Christie contests my sort of, I think she felt was not entirely fair or complete description of the group she was working with every Wednesday night, and so was I, to both feed people, provide musical company, and also invite people in to play the instruments that they wanted. Another guy involved in that was Gregarious Greg, and he speaks. Then we go to the courts and department outside Department 10, Jimmy Clark's case, bike ticket, more Crow on Bechtel. And Crow's was also involved in helping us fight the parking lot panic law, which was a law that now is still on the books and is still used by police, which says you can't be sitting in your car or socializing in a public parking lot. Then it was just a parking garage and only a very few parking lots. if unless you're parking a vehicle or retrieving it, and you only have 15 minutes to do it, or I think it was half an hour if you were disabled. In other words, removing the rights of people to assemble in parking lots, mainly intended against homeless people who took shelter from the rain in such places. Then you get to hear Nutcracker Nick Whitehead, who was an activist with a group called SPAN, Stop Police Abuse Now, years before, looking in and remembering one of the officers who he heard mentioned on the radio at that 2006 time, because he was aware that officer had been abusive to homeless activists at the town clock, peacefully protesting police abuse and the Iraqi war, the first Persian Gulf War. Then we go to, I think it's either Pacific Avenue or the Red Church or who knows. Testimony from Red, Monkey, and Mama Shannon. And finally, at a Huff meeting, James, and Huff was meeting even then, and as it continues to meet, and if you're just listening to this on Thursday, the 19th of June, 2025, where I'm speaking to you from now in my point in time, you should be aware that Huff is meeting tomorrow, unusually on a Friday, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Sub Rosa Cafe. Because that's where we had to go, because Juneteenth is being held today at the Sub Rosa on the 19th. So enjoy what you hear, learn from what you hear, or just, get drawn back to those days if you want to get lost in the memories. But don't get too lost, because the things that are happening now, in a way, they're even worse, and that they're more current and more important. And also there seems to be, at least to some extent, although a lot of it is co-opted by the Democratic Party and other politicians, both Republican and Democratic, some resistance to this, to whether it's harassment of the homeless, foreign wars that are going on, more foreign wars, the possibility of a really devastating nuclear war threat against Iran, which threatens to inflame the Middle East and ultimately involve all of us. Not that ultimately either, pretty quickly. So anyway, here it is. And if you want to reach me, you have any reports, I still do interviews, still put them on the air, or I should say on the net. We're not on the air at the moment, and haven't been for a number of years, actually. But free radio still exists as the remnants of a collective. So if you're interested, call me about that, too. Again, the phone number is 423-4833, 423-4833, and I'll get back to you. Thanks for listening.